Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Zvachem Nun Vav. We begin on Nun Hei Omid Beis, two lines off the bottom. So as we learned the other day, there is a mitzvah to send away anybody who is tummy. Outside, out of the Beis HaMikdash, in some cases out of Harabayis, outside Yerushalayim, if it's a mitzera, extreme case. So there's a mitzvah asay to send them out, and the tummy is forbidden from entering territory which is meant to be off limits for him. So depending on the degree of tumah, that's how far you stay from the actual Beis HaMikdash. Right, there are three territories, so to speak. We have the actual Machne. So in the Midbar, it was divided into three: Machne Shechina, the actual, Mishkan, and the courtyard around it. That was the highest level. Then we have the Machne Leviyah, where the Leviim encamped around the Mishkan. That's level two. And level three is Machne Yisrael, where the general public camped. And Mitzvah is meant to be sent beyond all three. A Zav beyond two. A Tamei Meis beyond just one. Correspondingly, in the Beis HaMikdash, we also have three areas, three territories, three levels of Kedusha. Yerushalayim was the Machne Yisrael. Machne Leviyah, in this case, corresponded to the Har HaBayis and the Ezras Noshem, but beyond Ezras Noshem, which means the interior part of Beis HaMikdash, which was called the Azora, where the Mizbeach HaChitzen was situated. The Azora, but in this sense, the Azora now encompasses all the structures within it as well. So that's the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the area behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, within this general broad enclosure called the Azora, which was actually 187 amos long by 135. That was considered the Azora domain, right? And within it, we had the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Ulam. So only regarding that area is one liable to the highest penalty, kares, or on the flip side, if it's a b'shogeg, there's a chatas. That only applies. So although there's a lav, there's an asay regarding all the areas, to each respective level of tumah, which doesn't belong there. But in terms of kares, the ultimate penalty, the ultimate einish, that would only apply if a tummy actually enters the azura domain. One is only chayiv kares on account of entering when he is tame. That only applies to area A, to the machne shechina, anything within the azora enclosure. El al oirech, the azora, which is how long? 187 amma, 187 by 135 amma in the width. Al oirechav meya, urshleishim v'chamesh. And Rashi explains, as opposed to if one enters the lishkas, these chambers which were sort of built next to the Azura, sort of annexed to the Azura. Next to the Azura, but just open to it. It's not inside, but the entry was open to the Azura. Rashi says they were not sanctified on the same level as the Azura. You need a whole process to expand the Azura. You need the Urim Betumim and all that. So these chambers were not included in the actual Kedusha of the Azura, in which case if a person enters those areas, it's not considered as though he entered the Azura. In fact, Toni Tana Kameh Rav Nachman, there was a Chacham, presented a Braisa likewise to Rav Nachman, saying the same, Kol Azura. The Azora domain encompassed an area of 187 by 135. Amar Lei, Rav Nachum responded to him, Hachi Amar Li Abba. In fact, my father told me, so specifically in this area, it's unique with respect to several halachas. Kayhanim Nechnasim L'Sham Bo'ichlan Sham Kadshi Kachin. Kayhanim can enter this area for Kadosh Kadashim consumption, which is only available in this area. B'shecht and Sham Kachim Kalim, right? You can shecht Kachim Kalim in this area as well. Chayav Nisham Tuma. And one is liable on account of entering when he's Tamei. So that applies only to this area. Says the Gemara, okay, Limutei Mai. We're saying, a tummy is only liable on account of this area, as opposed to which areas? What are you excluding? Perhaps you're trying to exclude the windows in the walls of the Azara. So what about the actual window space itself? Or dalseis, the doorways, or the thickness of the wall itself, meaning let's say you're right on top of the wall surrounding the Azara. Is that excluded? Tanina, we have a braisa that they are included in the Kedusha of the Azara. We assume the doorways as well. They have the Him Kedusha as the interior. So how could you exclude that? Rather, Shmuel must be excluding those chambers, those rooms, built alongside the Azara. Technically, they're situated outside. They're just open to the inside. And therefore, they don't have the same Kedusha as the Azara. Now, if they're built outside the Azara, just open to the inside, are you telling me that the tummy enters there? He's not chayev, but it's not toichan kodesh. Have a mishnah maseches maser sheni that actually the inside of those chambers toichan kodesh have kedusha like the azara. It says the gemara with rabbanon. It's only with rabbanon they forbade a tummy to enter those areas lest he walk into the azara. But technically minat teira, it's not so deraisa loy. Really minat teira. These rooms have no kedusha of the azara. But Tanya, we have a brisa. Lishka is bnuyas b'chol psuchas l'kodesh. Right, these very chambers that were built outside, open to the inside, they're fully considered like the azara. Minayin shakihan min chasam l'sham. How do we know that kehanim could enter those rooms and have their meals? Kach kedashim, which are meant to be in the azara. Voichlan sham kodesh kedashim. Shiurei mincha, they could have the kach kedashim, leftovers of the mincha, even in those side chambers. Tamalayim of a pasuk. It's perfectly fine. B'chatzar, oil moed yichlua. Pasuk speaks about Makim Kaddish, the actual holy place, and the chatzar, and the outskirts, the outlying, areas. So we learn, ha-toyra ribsa chatzeres harbe eitzel achila achas. So this one achila, meaning consumption of kachik kadoshim, can be eaten anywhere. Either in the Azara, or even next to the Azara, in those rooms. And you're telling me those rooms were not treated like the Azor? Well, says the Gemara, really, Amarava l'achila shani. Really, regarding Tuma, no, they're not treated like the Azor. It's only with respect to consumption of karbanis. So regarding halach of Tuma, they're out. Regarding Shechting the karbanos, they're out. Regarding the third halacha, achilas karbanos, on that the Torah considers them like the azara. Special pasuk, as long as they're, close enough, they're considered like the chatzar of the makom kodesh. Okay, it says ma'avilinian tuma loy, but regarding tuma, it's not considered. Tanya, we have a rise. Lishkes abnuis b'chol pesuchos lekodesh, right? Our chambers that are built on the outskirts but open to the inside. Kehanim nechlasim l'sham ba'ich l'sham katshe kadoshim. Ve'ein shoech l'sham katshim kalim. So the kehanim can enter there and consume their karbanis. We can't do shechita of even katshim kalim, which need the azara. Why? Because, as we learned yesterday, v'shachat oisei l'fnei oil ma'ir, it says, by the shechita of katshim kalim, has to be in full view of the Pesach, has to be in front of the Pesach of the Heichal, and we excluded, right? Yesterday we excluded these chambers from Shechita of Kachim Kalam. So that's out. Listen to this. V'chayovin mishum tuma. If a kohen enters those areas, not a kohen, a tamei, enters those areas, he's chayev for entering the tuma. So clearly, the kares and the, karban, if it's bezer b'sheg, applies to these rooms as well. You're telling me they're out? They're considered beyond the Azara, and not treated as Azara. Well, says the Gemara, apparently there must be an error in the Braisa. It has to be revised. Lav Amris ein Sheichten, because just as you told me in the Braisa that those rooms are not suitable for Shechit of Kachim Kalam, apparently they're considered out of the area. Tninami in Chayav, and revise the next halach as well. There's no Chiv of Tum. Instead of Yes Chiv, there's no Chiv. Because their kedusha is only midrabbon, as we explained, and that fits very well with Shmuel, that these lishkos are excluded. Well, says the Gemara, how could you compare their exclusion regarding Shechita to also exclude them regarding Tumah? I can fully understand that for Shechita they're not suitable because, like we said, they're not opposite the doorway to the Heichal, they're considered a separate area. Mishlam ein Shechita, I understand you can't do Shechita there. Bina keneged HaPesach, because that requires full direct view has to be in front of the Pesach, of the Heichal, of the Oyel Moed V'Leka. You don't have it because it's considered a separate area. Ela ein Chayavin, but why would you say there's no liability of Tumah? Am I? Why? How could you compare one to the other? If they're open to the Heichal, they're serving the Heichal, they're part of the the Azara. Well, says the Gemara, let's turn around the question to you. You're telling me that Ein Shechten, you can't do Shechita there? Why? Why? Because they're out of the area? Because you're lacking in Pesach Oyel Moed? Who says? Maybe you're in full view of the Pesach Oyel Moed. Yeah, it could be a side room, but the door's open. You can be facing the Pesach Oyel Moed, direct view, uninterrupted view. Perhaps we're speaking. Who said we're not speaking when it's directly the Ika Shechita Kenged HaPesach, that the Shechita is taking place, you know, directly in full view of the Pesach? The Elekah, because otherwise, if it's not so, my Yisrach, why do we need a Pesach to exclude it? Sorry, why does the Brayse have to exclude it? We all know that Pesach Oyel Moed is a prerequisite, is a requirement. Apparently, we're speaking that it has that quality, has that component of directness. And still, it's excluded. Elo, so it must be, Afak of the Kashachet, Kenegra Pesach, even though the Shechita is taking place, Kenegra Pesach, Tani, we still learn in the Braisa, that doesn't qualify, it's not suitable for Shechita, Ein Shechten. Not because it's lacking in directness, rather because Mishnah Lei Kaddish, because that area is not Kaddish. Like the Azara, Tninamis, likewise. With respect to the next halach of Tumah, it makes very well sense that the Brayse would say, Ein Chayav, there's no Chiyav Mishum Tumah, because it doesn't have the same Kedush as the Azara. Okay, so the Brayse very well could be in line with Shmuel. Again, so the Azara itself is considered regarding Tumah, regarding Achilas Kachim Kachim, regarding Shechita of Kachim Kalim, regarding the outlying rooms adjacent to the Azara, even though they're open to the Azara. According to this, we conclude that it's only Kaddish from the Rabbana, but Minat Torah is not regarded like the Azara, not regarding Tumah, not regarding Shechita of Kachim Kalim, etc. Says the Gemara. But regarding Achila, we allow Achila of Kachim Kachim in those rooms. Ask the Gemara, Ola Achila Lo Be'inam? Can I get a Pesach? So regarding eating Kaddish HaKadosh, that doesn't need to be done opposite the doorway of the Heichal, which those rooms don't have, which those rooms are not considered. But Tani, we have a Braisa. Rabbi Yisrael Rida Aymer Shneipish Pishnhoi Beis HaChalifais. So we discussed this yesterday, the Heichal area, the front of the Heichal, which was the Ulam. The structure of the Ulam would extend past the walls of the Heichal. So if you're going from west from east to west facing the Heichal, right? Take a quick look at the diagram over here, the Nunheim and Beis towards the bottom and the Rashi on the left. So if you're facing the Ulam and Heichal configuration, looks like a upside down T, right? So the right and the left of that protrusion, those are called the Beis HaChalifais. And there were these little access doors, one on either side, to provide exposure to the Azara on that side, which would now be considered open to the Ulam, open to the Heichal, through those doorways. What was the purpose of those access doors? Shnei Pesh Bishnhoi Beis HaChalifais. So those protrusions were called Beis HaChalifais, which featured these two doors. What for? V'goyvin Shmoyna, right away, Iramas Hai, Kedei, in order lahachshir es ha'azara, to enable the Azara regarding Shechita of Karbanos, and also eating consumption of Kachim Kadoshim, which takes place in the Azara only. L'achilas Kachim Kadoshim, u'l'shechitas Kachim Kalim. Apparently, Just as for Shechit of Kachim Kalam, Pesach El Moed is required, Lefnei El Moed is required. You have to have directness to the El Moed, to the Hecha, likewise for consumption of Kachim Kalam, of Kachim Kadosh. And here we're saying that that regarding Kodesh Kodashim, you can have them even in the side chambers. Right? Eating is different. That doesn't need to be in the actual Azara proper. It could be on the outlying areas, in the adjacent rooms, as long as they're open to the Azara. Am Ravina Sami Mekan Achila. No, you don't need. Don't mention Achila in this halacha. Right? So the Pishpishim, these doorways, were not meant to enable Achila in those areas. Achila doesn't need directness to the Oyel Mayed, as we learned before. Even if you're in the Chatzar, even if you're in the surrounding areas, like those rooms built alongside the Azara, which are open to the Azara, that's also fine for Achila of Kachim. Not for Tumah, not for Shechita of Kachim Kalam, for those who need the actual Azara proper. But for eating, we had a pasuk, right? B'chatzar oil moed yachlu. You could even eat it in the chatzar, in the courtyard, so to speak, in the outlying adjacent areas. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that for Achila, you don't have to be lefnei oil moed, b'ksib, we have the pasuk regarding, describing the way they consume they meant to consume the bas or the flesh of the karbanis during the miluim, when they inaugurated the Mishkan. It says, clearly, you have to do it Pesach oil moed. Right, Moshe tells Aaron, right? Bashtos abosar Pesach oyel mayed v'sham tachlu oisah. Eat it right there in the Pesach oyel mayed. Well, kachi shoshani. That was an exceptional case, one-time event. During the miluim only, it was required to consume the karbanis at the Pesach oyel mayed. But otherwise, throughout the generations, even kachi kadoshim need not be in the actual azora. You can even have them in the adjacent rooms, as we explained. Okay, so in summation, the actual primary Azora proper encompassed 187 by 135 Amma. Okay, so only that area qualifies regarding the Chiyuv Karis / Chatas of entering when one is Tummy. Only that area qualifies for Shechita of Kachim Kalam. Regarding Achil of Kachim Kachim, even the Lishkais, the chambers alongside the Azora, which were open to the Azora, since they're considered Chatzar Oyel Moed, they qualify as well. Amar Ritzabar Avdimi. So the blood of the carbon, if it was left out past sunset, the shechta today, right? Shechta the carbon today, and we have the dam sitting out, was not yet tended to, was not yet applied on the mizbeach, it's past shkia. What happens? It's pasul. Shanama the pasuk says, we learn, b'yoyim shatei zeveach. Make sure to do the akrova, to do the application of the dam on the mizbeach on the day of shechita. But not on the, not during the time that you can't do zvicha, meaning after shkia, where you can't, it's no longer the yom hazvicha. The day of shechita is over. Yato makrov, you can no longer process the blood. So actually, we have three sort of expiry dates regarding various components of a karbon. So let's say, today is Sunday. Do the Shechita of the Karban today. The Zvika must be performed before Shkia. Past Shkia, that's it. Expired. Regarding the Emurim, the fats, etc., that you have until overnight until the morning. Regarding the Basar of the Karban, in some cases, it also expires, by the next morning. In other cases, like Ishlamim, you have today, Sunday night, until Monday at sunset. So it's day, night, and day. But regarding the dam, in all cases, it expires tonight at sunset. Ask the Gemara, how could you learn from this pasuk? How you buy this pasuk needed for something else, the gofei? Because the pasuk there is teaching us a very basic fact, the laws of the shlamim time frame. How long do you eat the basar of the shlamim? Right? B'yoyim zevchachem ya'achol. You eat the carbon today. Right, b'yayim hakriva is zivcha yachel. Umachras. Right? They eat the carbon today, the day of Zvicha Sunday, and tomorrow, Monday. When I say menu, right? So it's not an actual pasuk. It's simply coming here to tell us how long one may, the time frame of the consumption of Ishlam. How could you learn the halacha of the dam becoming pasul? It's needed legal faith for its own sake, in Cain, because if it's only for that, name akra, the pasuk would word itself differently. Instead of saying, b'yom hakriboy as zivchoy, it would just say, b'yom zivchoy ye'achel. Right? You eat it on the day of zivcha, or b'marchas on the following day. Why add the word hakriboy? Hakriboy is a reference to the hakrava, right? The processing, the application of the blood. Hakriboy, the word hakriboy, what's that for? Shemamina apparently is coming to teach us this halacha as well. Aside from teaching us the basic halacha, the time frame of the shlamim consumption, it's also teaching us by Yom Shatav Zeveya, Chatav Makriv, the day of the zivcha, of the shchita. That's when you do the hakrava, that's when you have to process the blood, but once you wait past, sunset, it's too late. B'yom Shiyata Zeveach, but once it's past the Zvicha, once it's past the day of Zvicha, Yato Makrib, you can no longer be Makrib the Dam. Well, says the Gemara, who says, perhaps, you have a choice. V'dil Mahachakam Rachmana, perhaps the Pasuk is teaching us like this. You have two options in terms of starting the clock. Ikariv Dama Idna, Nesachal Basar Idna, Ulamachar. It's a shlamim. It can be eaten for 2 days. When do you start the clock? Well, it depends on when the Hakrava happened, when the Zrika happened. If you did the Zrika today, Sunday, so the clock starts today, and you have today, tonight, and tomorrow to eat the shlamim. If you waited until tomorrow to do the Zrika, okay, the clock starts tomorrow. So you have Monday night, and Tuesday. Maybe that's what the pasuk means to say. Not to say that dam becomes pasul bashkiya sachama, it's too late to do anything. Perhaps, v'dilmach kam rachmona, ikarev dam ha'idna, if you did the Zrika today on the day of Shechita, which is Sunday, then you have from today, nesachal basar idna, the basar should be eaten, consumed today, lomachar, and tomorrow. Ikarev dam lomachar, if you chose to do the Zrika tomorrow on Monday, nesachal basar lomachar, liyam ucha, then you start tomorrow, you eat tomorrow, and then following day, on Tuesday. Perhaps that's the point of the pasuk. Again, says the Gemara, it's impossible in came because if that were so, the pasuk would word itself differently. It would leave out the word zivchay. It would just say b'yoy makriva yachal m'machros. You eat it on the day of akrava and the following day. The word zivchay, what's that for? Zivcha is describing the act of shechita. Lomeli, what's that point? Shemamin, apparently it's to tie them together. The day of zivcha is what starts the clock. Shechita was today, you got to start today. You can only be makriv on the day of Zvicha Sunday, but not tomorrow, not tonight, it's too late. If it's past the day of Zvicha, you can no longer be makriv the dam. Okay, having said that, so we all know that a shlamim extends for 2 days, right? You can eat the basar today, Sunday, Sunday night, and Monday. Until Monday, end of day. But if we look in the Pesukim, yeah, you can only eat it until tomorrow night, but the halacha of sreifas noiser, leftover material that needs to be burnt, that only happens the following morning. You burn it only Tuesday morning. So between Monday night and Tuesday morning, the basar is off limits for consumption. It's sort of in limbo. You can no longer eat it, but actually being labeled as noiser leftovers, which necessitates burning, that only happens the next morning. Now let's shift to pigel. Right, so pigul entails a kohen who's expressing his intention to consume the basar past its allowable time. Okay, so today is Sunday, he's doing the shechita, almanas, thinking and saying, I'm going to have the basar or feed the basar to somebody on, past Monday night. Right, past sunset on Monday. So sometime between Monday night and Tuesday morning. Is that considered pigul? Now, certainly, if you would have a mind to feed it on Tuesday, that's beyond, certainly beyond, and that's pigul. If he has a mind to feed it on Monday, that's still within the allowable time, that's perfectly fine. What about in between, during that limbo period, itzma, we have learned in the Beis HaMidrash, ha-machashiv lo'er shlishi, if he's having a mind to feed the basar, to eat the basar, the night of Tuesday, the night of the third day, Is it pigal or not? It's beyond the allowable time, but it's not yet. Technically, full-fledged noisa, which only happens the next morning. Chizki amar kasha, the carbon's still okay. It's not chutz zmanai. There's no pigal. Rabbi Yechon amar pasal, Rechon said it's pasal. It's considered like having a machshava of pigal. Chizki amar kasha, she says it's fine. Totally integral straight, but it's not yet been totally disconnected and designated for burning. It's not truly noisar. Rabbi Yechon amar pasal, he says it's pasal, da itchilei me'achila, it can no longer be eaten at that point. Certainly qualifies for chutz zmanai, and it becomes pigal. We have another machlokes, similar machlokes in the same realm. So, in fact, if a person decides to eat the basar of a shlamim on that night of the third day, so it was a perfect carbon. There was no pigal. There was no inferior thoughts during the actual hakrava. It was perfectly fine. But now there's some basar left over. It's Monday night, midnight. Person eats it at that point. Has he eaten noiser, in which case he's liable to kares? Or do we say it's not yet officially noiser? Same machlokes. Ha'yichal erishlishi chizki amar potter is exempt. Lointik, it's not yet been fully designated as noiser. Lointik l'sreifa hasn't been yet, you know, totally disconnected from the eating to the burning, so to speak. It hasn't yet entered the burning domain. It's not really considered noiser. But Rabbi Yechon amar, yeah, he's chayev. Why do itchilim achila? It's been disqualified for consumption. I mean to say that it's already nicer. It's leftovers. We have a riot to Rabbi Yechon from Ebraisa. Tanika was said to Rabbi Yechon, Kotcha v'nechol mi'em echad. So those karbonot that can only be eaten for one day, like a karbon toida, you can only have them today on Sunday into tonight. Machashvin, but so regarding the machshava of pigal, right? So what constitutes beyond its time? Well, like we said, it's relative per component. Some things have a deadline of tonight, sunset, that's the blood, and some can last until the next morning, the basar, right? Depending on what you're thinking about. Mechash from bedomen, so machshavah with respect to the blood of that carbon, the deadline for that is tonight. Shetishka acham. Sunset is considered the end time for that. However, uvibsar ubeimuren, their flesh and eimurim, you have until the next morning. Shalom adashachar. Right? Regarding two-day korbanos like shlamims, kachem and achol shneim laila echad, those that are eaten for 2 days and a night, like the shlamim, bachar, maser behemo. So what's considered out of bounds regarding a machshava? Again, it depends what he's thinking about. Machash from bedomen. So if he's thinking about the dam, the deadline for that is sunset. Shetishka achamo b'mirayin regarding the imurin, you have until the next morning. Shalom l'shach until sunrise, until dawn. Ubib saran, however, when it comes to the basar, okay, here's the critical point. So it's a shlamim. Shechita was today, Sunday. You can eat the basar today, tonight, and tomorrow, up until tomorrow night. But true noiser only happens, the chiv of burning only happens the next morning, Tuesday. Says the Braisa, what's considered out of bounds? Past sunset of that second day. That's exactly like Rabbi Yechna. If he plans on eating it past Monday night. Past Monday night sunset. So throughout that Monday night, it's already considered noiser. And having that plan in mind, in fact, makes the korban a pigal. Okay, so it works hand in hand. Just as if it's consumed at that point, it's considered consuming nicer, because it's past its expiry date. So likewise, if he has that in mind, he has that intention in mind while he's processing the carbon originally on Sunday, that too constitutes a hakrova of pigal, exactly like Rabbi Yechon. Continues the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan. Back to the time frame of a shlamim, 2 days and a night. So we assume we bring the carbon today. Let's say today is Sunday. You have today, tonight, and tomorrow. Until tomorrow, sunset. The question is why? Why not give you till the next morning? You know, just as a one-day carbon has today and tonight, so the night always follows the day. Likewise, a two-day carbon, like a shlamim, you should get 2 days and two nights that follow those days. You should have until Tuesday morning. Tanur Rabbanan, Yochel, perhaps, yeah, you nechol, Le'oros Shalishi, perhaps, in fact, you can consume that shlamim even during that night prior to Tuesday. Because that's the night that follows the Monday, the second day. Vidinu. And it's simply, you know, logic. By comparison, let's compare the two types of karbonis, the two-day ones to the one-day ones. Zvachim, vidinu, zvachim ne'echolim yamecha. There are some karbonis which have a one-day time frame. Zvachim ne'echolim lishna yamim. There are those that have a two-day time frame. Let's compare. Ma zvachim ne'echolim. Liyamecha, just as the single-day karbonis. What happens to the night? The night follows the day. It's a single unit. Day and then the night. Laila, acharei, the night follows the day. And is included in their time frame. Av zavachim ha-necholim lishne yamim. Likewise, the two-day korbanos, like eshlamim, we should assume laila acharein. The night follows the day. Sunday, Sunday night. Monday, Monday night. Tamaloymar comes to Pasuk and says, v'hanoyser ad yoyim. While it's still day. We learn that you can only have it while still day until the end of Monday. But you cannot have it during the night between Monday and Tuesday. So, time's up as soon as the day is up. However, the full brunt of the nicer status doesn't descend on that material until the next morning when you're meant to burn it. Perhaps you burn it right away. As soon as you finish eating, you burn, just as by the short, you know, time frame karbonis, the one-day karbonis, which are burnt as soon as you're done eating. Right? You have it today and tonight. Then you go immediately burn it. Likewise, let's assume the burning by the two-day karbon occurs as soon as you're done eating, which is Monday night. Don't have to wait till Tuesday morning. Vidinu. Again, let's make that comparison. Zvachim necholon l'yaymechad. You have one-day karbonos. Uzvachim necholon l'shneyam. Two-day karbonos. Let's compare. Ma zvachim. Hanecholon l'yaymechad. Just as the one-day karbon. Teikev l'achil asreif. As soon as you're done eating, you burn. Let's assume. Av zvachim necholon l'shneyam. The two-day karbonos. Likewise. Teikev l'achil asreif. You burn as soon as you're done eating. I.e. Monday night. Talmud Leimer comes to Pasuk and says, only burn it the next morning. And we learn you can only burn it come Tuesday, but not Monday night. So again, a one-day carbon, you have it today and tonight, and you burn it immediately on the morning. Whereas a two-day carbon is eaten today, tonight, and tomorrow until the end of tomorrow. During that night between Monday and Tuesday, it's sort of in limbo. You don't eat it, but you don't burn it until the next morning comes around. Okay, so in summation, we learned that within the Azara proper itself, only there is there a full liability of Tumah entry, as opposed to the adjacent chambers, even those that are open to the Azara, but they are suitable for Achilas Kochim, even Kochi Kochim. Regarding Shechitas Kachim Kalim, those are called Tzidei Tzad and too far removed and not suitable for that. We learned that within a carbon there are three components, each one with its own time frame. You have the Dam, which becomes Pasul. As soon as the day of Shechita is over, you have the Murin that are still Kasha throughout the night. And regarding the Basar, if it's a one-day carbon, so likewise. But if it's a two-day carbon, you have until the next evening, although the Sreifa only takes place the following morning. All the best to you, Natzlacha Rabba.